I raise you two more.
The poker table was crowded, heavily enshrouded. With the smoke of the players' cigars, they were drinking and smoking, snorting and coking, and being watched by two underworld czars. There were seven cats playing, but only three of them were staying, because the other four dudes had the phone. These three swords were hot and had one heavy pot, whilst the other cat's hands were cold. They were playing five cards. And had one too mature. It just knew that they had it made. So we decided we'd liven up the pot by casting a squat, because we were much more harder to persuade. Big Bill Wimmer had been a dealer. Along with Plungy and Shine, they had played it lit and knew that Indian did a trick and that the other four cats complied. We cocked our squats and Annie in the pot. The figure was set at a grand. We sat across from each other, so we begged one another and signaled on the top to hand. With our motions concealed, we each cut for the deal, then passed around the pack. First Bungie and I, then Bill's getting shy. The first man to come up with a jack. Shy Bill got a new deck, which I asked to inspect. Before we all embarked, I checked out the front lines and back, and this fool took the back, satisfied that the cards weren't marked. Shuffles and deal with nerves like steel, commanding out my respect. After receiving my hand, I signaled to my man to open up and direct. Spoon crossed back twice, letting me know he was nice. Sitting there with three of a kind, the first he'd have to lure them in and let them think they could win by making our tax combined. Smudgy opened for a grand and the play began, but not till they had paid the price, because I quickly raised his bet with my jaws dead set, wearing a face like a sheet of ice. Now on Bill to assert his will. He called my raise of 20, but he ended his bout by topping out, saying, "That's $2 too many." Boom, diagnosing the bet as his turn came next. Just like I expected him to, then called my pet and shot him. He had a sweat trying to figure out what he should do. He soon realized that he couldn't last, so he reluctantly passed. And it was now on Spongy again. After wiping away his sweat, he called my bet, then raised me another 10. But by now, we had cleared his style and had Spongy's mind beguiled, so he didn't know what to do. I then folded my hand according to plan, giving Spoon the green light cue. Spoon tripled his 10, and it was on Spongy again. The call raised a dime. The pressure was so great, he had to deliberate before he could give his reply. After a 5-minute stall, he finally called, saying, "I'll take 2 cards, my man." He also took 2, and the tension grew as Kahoot had the better hand. Spoon soon signaled with a nod, indicating he had received the card he needed to make 4 bouquins. Meanwhile, Spongy had raised him another 10, saying, "Don't you, my friend?" Trying to put my man in the bind. But Spoon took it in stride as he quickly complied and dealt with the situation. He put his 10 G's in the pot, saying, "Now let's see what you got," without the slightest hesitation. Spongy laid down his hand, saying, "Both sides, my man," and reached over to scoop up the pot, but Spoon stopped her cold, saying, "It's about time you were told. 4 bitches is what I got."
Right.
Come on, dude! your mama.
That's the rich man.
Thank you.
Burrito, extra cheesy, sleep until you're fine.